The city evaluates the utility rates every year through its regular budget process, but it had a consultant do a more in-depth analysis this year. Assistant Public Works Director Chris Cotta said that was for a couple of reasons.
One is that operating costs for each utility are expected to rise over time, and there are no rate adjustments scheduled for the current fiscal year or future years at this time.
Along with covering operating costs, Cotta explained that the utilities also need more money for infrastructure.
The other major factor in doing the rate study was that critical capital projects planned for each department need adequate funding. Multiple capital projects are planned for each utility, with more projects in wastewater than in water or sanitation, due to the age of the wastewater system and lots of deferred maintenance over the years.
Water rates last went up in 2008. That was a 40% increase. The council boosted wastewater rates 1 to 2% per year from 2007 to 2011, and garbage charges went up 5% a year from 2007 to 2010.
The outline of the presentation this evening is to go over the overview of what the rate study financial analysis incorporated, which included fiscal policies. Those are kind of
the council heard a detailed presentation from Karen Johnson with FCS Group, the consulting firm that did the rate study.
Looking at a revenue needs assessment over a 7-year study period, and then putting together a rate forecast for each utility of what the rate adjustments would look like.
Under that 7-year forecast, water and garbage charges would go up 2% a year to meet costs. Wastewater would increase at least 4.5% annually in the best case scenario. It might need to go higher if the city can't secure enough grant funds to repair the town's aging wastewater infrastructure. Johnson said the rate structure for different types of service, residential, commercial, industrial, would remain the same.
So the percentage increases shown here would be applied across the board to your existing rates for all classes of your customers and for all components of the rate. So the fixed charge, volume charge, everything, you know, would be increased across the board.
For all three utilities combined, over the next 7 years, a typical residential customer would see their monthly cost rise from about $101 to $120. It would go a few dollars higher if the city chooses a rate scenario that calls for more wastewater funding. Johnson provided charts to show how Petersburg's residential rates would compare with other cities after the increase. For instance, the Petersburg residential water bill would be higher than Juneau, Wrangell, Sitka, and Haines, but lower than Ketchikan, Anchorage, and Fairbanks. Petersburg Fisheries plant manager Patrick Wilson, who was in the audience, told the city council he'd like to see a comparison for industrial rates in other southeast fishing towns.
Since the commercial side of things use most utilities in town, certainly Petersburg Fisheries is probably the largest utility user, I would assume. For one, business itself, I'd like to see a comparison, at least from the fishing industry side, compared to Sitka, Juneau, Ketchikan, and see how, you know, we're using residential rates here, comparing them to residential rates. I like to see what the rates are in other cities with similar industries so we can compare apples to apples as far as that goes.
The city is gathering that information, according to staff, but Public Works Director Carl Hagerman also pointed out that it does cost more to treat water in Petersburg. That's because the water essentially comes from muskeg ponds with dams in front of them.
There's a lot of sediment and color in our water that needs to be removed. Our treatment process is fairly complicated, but it's something that we have to do. DEC requires us to meet a certain standard and meet water quality parameters with our treatment system. And it is more expensive than some other communities. Sitka, for instance, I believe their reservoir is a high mountain lake that's basically a rock floor in that lake. And I believe that the most they have to do is chlorinate their water, and they can put it to their residents. So that in itself is a huge difference in cost to process and supply that water to the communities.
Both the Council Finance Committee and the Utility Board recommended the rate increases. The five councilors present voted unanimously to have staff write up an ordinance based on the study. Councilor Don Koenigs and Mayor Al Dwyer were out of town. The council will likely vote on the first reading of the ordinance June 4th. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.